This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Senior Trump administration officials met Saturday with Democratic congressional staffers, but there was no breakthrough in a deadlock over a proposed border wall and a two-week-old partial government shutdown. President Donald Trump said on Twitter that Vice President Mike Pence had briefed him on the meeting and that not much headway had been made. A second meeting is scheduled for Sunday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said in a statement released Saturday that the senseless uncertainty and chaos of the Trump shutdown must end now. Her statement said next week Democrats would begin passing individual appropriations bills to reopen all government agencies, including the IRS, so Americans could get their tax refunds on time. President Trump is demanding more than $5.5 billion to build a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico. Congressional Democrats have said they will not provide the money for the wall, calling it foolish and wasteful. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is testing the waters in Iowa for a possible presidential bid with a speaking and listening tour through the important state for 2020 candidates. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Senator Warren talked about her plans for the country, which include investing in education, health care, and housing.
We should dream big, fight hard, and take back our country.
But the first audience question was about Warren's DNA test and President Trump.
I can't stop Donald Trump from what he's going
to
do.
Then she pivoted back to her message.
What 2020 is going to be about is not about my family. It's about the tens of millions of families across this country who just want a level playing field.
Senator Warren's swing through Iowa continues through the weekend. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on these stories, be sure to check out our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.